is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Has been banned in London for not being a fit and proper business. Translation, skyrocketing rapes are going unreported. According to Transport for London, Uber's license will not be renewed beyond September 30th, with the first reason listed being the company's approach to reporting serious criminal offenses. This includes Uber's failure to report rising numbers of rapes and sexual assaults by its own drivers. Latest police figures show that Uber drivers are now responsible for one sex attack in London every week, with sexual assaults by Uber drivers skyrocketing by 50% in just a single year. Paul Joseph Watson draws a connection to the fact that many Uber drivers are now newly arrived migrants or refugees, many of them from Muslim backgrounds where drunk and scantily clad women are seen as easy prey and quite often deserving it. For being out late at night by themselves. Uber drivers are not required to go through the extensive training and background checks that your typical cab drivers have to go through. This is exactly what happened in Austin, Texas a couple years ago when Uber was banned because the company refused to force its drivers to go through fingerprint background checks. This is something that the taxi cabs have to do in Austin, but Uber, they made it seem as if this was government intrusion into private businesses, when in actuality, going for those fingerprint background checks would have cost them a lot of money. It would have been too expensive to do business in Austin, Texas. This was the argument that they made. So basically saying that the cost of doing business trumps public safety. And this is now what we're seeing happening in London. So according to a letter written by Inspector Neil Bellani, the head of the Metropolitan's Police, Taxi, and Private Hire Unit, Uber has been made aware of criminal activity and yet haven't informed the police. In one case, Uber continued to employ a driver known to have committed a sexual assault before that same man went on to attack another woman. Ubers are also not required to have CCTV cameras in the back of their taxis, like the black cab taxis in London are required to do. So this puts even more women traveling alone at risk of sexual assault. Now, of course, Uber users have showed their frustration immediately. They're panicking, saying, whatever will I do now that my beloved Uber is not around? How can I get around without this app? Of course, there are many other means of transportation, all of which existed before Uber even came along. Now, London Mayor Sadiq Khan says that users should direct their anger at Uber for refusing to follow the rules and make public safety a top priority.
How what they do is take a control grid, they build it, get everybody on it, and then they go, oh, we're either going to take it away or we're going to change it. This happens many times. It happens with Facebook, it happens with Twitter, and now it's happening with Uber. So just remember that. We got a whole bunch more in store for you today here on The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Michael Zimmerman as well. We're going to be talking about man-eating robots. We're going to be talking about Meathead going against Tucker Carlson, the healthcare agenda, everything that's
going
on.
The end of the world.
And the end of the world, of course. Of course, we got to end it with the end of the world. Today is, what is today? September 22nd, right? So tomorrow the world's supposed to end. So stay tuned. We got a whole bunch of information that you'll need to know before the world ends. Thanks for watching.
all the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
September 22nd edition of The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Michael Zimmerman, and we have a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to have Jerome Corsi joining us in this first hour, and then Roger Stone, who's going to be testifying early next week to a Senate panel.
Intelligence Committee.
Talking about, the involvement with Russia. Well, so we do have some Russian news. We're also going to talk about, Putin came out today and started, was talking about man-eating robots, and everybody probably laughed at him and said, well, I went back in time and I'm going to show you a little bit about these man-eating robots, and they're actually called Eater. Okay. But they're not going to eat humans. It's only organic matter.
That's a cute name for the robot to eat you.
So it's all coming down the pike. What do you want to start with? Do you want to start with healthcare?
That's a good point.
Healthcare is front and center on Drudge today because they've come back with this another kind of horribly working square-wheeled version of healthcare that they're going to try to push down our throats that the insurance companies have given their blessings on. You know, each of these Republican shift heads have to go in there and literally bow down to the insurance industry and go, do you approve of this? Are you still going to be able to rape the American people? And they're like, yes, we're going to rape the American people and drive up healthcare costs because that is all they're interested in. They're not interested in actually healing people because healthcare isn't about insurance. And we have yet to figure that out in this country.
It's
not about healthcare. It's about insurance and making you buy it. And that's what this is all about. So we got two people that are against this bill that have come out public. I'm sure there's more, but on the Republican side that have publicly come out against it. And for two different reasons. One is Rand Paul, who tweeted, I won't be bribed or bullied on the repeal vote. And the other is Senator John McCain, who also has his reasons for saying it. Now, basically, Rand Paul, who has, you know, he's played golf with President Trump about healthcare. President Trump tweeted, I'm a friend of Rand Paul. I wish he would get on board with this healthcare bill. I think President Trump just wants to have something there so he can say, look, we repealed it and replaced it, not really looking at what is really wrong with healthcare. Because if they were going to really look and see what was wrong with healthcare, hey, bring some scientists up, bring some doctors up, bring some healthcare professionals up, and let's get it all out on the table, not have a bunch of backroom deals where we don't get to see the plan until we pass it, a la Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it's not about healthcare, like you said, though. It comes down to economics. You need economists doing this kind of stuff, not healthcare providers or insurance companies.
Well, you need healthcare providers to say, how do we get healthcare to people?
And how do we make it actually affordable instead of saying, oh, we're going to bill you $800 to give you Tylenol because then it'll get negotiated down by the insurance companies. Because when people go to the hospital for a fairly basic thing, it ends up costing $20,000 for...
Hey, but you only have to pay 20% of that.
Exactly,
so what's the big deal? But here's... In a series of tweets, Rand Paul said he contended that the Graham-Cassidy measure does not fulfill the GOP's longtime promise to repeal the ACA. Ultimately, it keeps Obamacare's taxes and spending, which are the two things the insurance companies want. They want the taxes. They want the spending. They want to be propped up by the federal government because they see all these other industries. They saw the banking industry get propped up back in 2008, which is why Obamacare had to become a necessity. So they had to make this to prop up the insurance companies.
The auto industry, too.
General Motors. government motors, as they said. And Rand Paul also said the current bill isn't a repeal. So he's standing by his principles. He also is a health care professional. He's an ophthalmologist. So he, I think, would have a little bit more understanding of what's going on in this world than some of these other senators like Lindsey Graham.
Medical billing and insurance, things like that. He's
stuff he's had to deal with.
Surgeries.
Now,
in his own practice.
On the other side, we had McCain. John McCain came out and said, what did he say?
I believe we could do better working together, Republicans and Democrats, and have not yet really tried, nor could I support it without knowing how much it would cost, how it would affect insurance premiums, and how many people would be helped or hurt by it. Which, for as much as I don't like John McCain, those all sound like very good reasons here. Because they...
Here's a man who's intimately been involved with the healthcare system in the last few months, too.
Very recently with his brain tumor that is most likely to kill him in a year or two. But he's come out and say, you know, we don't know how much it's going to cost. We don't know how it's going to affect premiums. And that's the important part here. To repealing it or changing it just to say, oh, we finally did it. They had years to come up with a proper plan. And the establishment Republicans failed to do so.
And if they just did this, if they just basically opened up, I'm involved with a group, they're called, it's a health sharing group. Basically, we pay in the same as you would to any other health insurance system, except instead of costing $1,500 to $2,000 a month, it costs me a little over $400 a month for my family of six. Okay. Then when we go to the hospital or the doctor or anything, we have a, what's called a deductible. We have to pay the first $1,500 of it per year. And then after that, it's all covered 100%. You have to submit the receipts and we have to pay up front. So it does put some of the personal, responsibility on you, the consumer. You don't just get to go, give me whatever you want, doctor. Oh, you want to cut out my pancreas? Okay, let's do that. Let's see if that works. It puts you involved more in your health care going, do I really need this operation? And if I do need it, I'm going to get paid back for it, but I have to cough up the money in the front end. So I think there it puts a control on some of the expenses that you see. Also, it doesn't get the insurance companies involved. There is no insurance company. And the money that I put in directly goes to other people who filed and had their expenses approved.
Right. There's not some big company at the top, you know, with millions in profit every year.
No. And I did exposés on this years ago when I first started joining it. There's a Samaritan Ministries, which is one that
most of these are faith-based
and Liberty Health Share. They are faith-based and they look at you and they go, hey, they look at your health history and go, do you have any problems? Are you in what we consider to be a healthy framework, which not a lot of Americans fit into nowadays? We have a lot of obese Americans out there.
When a lot of them won't, pick up smokers into the health share.
Right. So you have to create another system that will take all those outliers and those people that aren't healthy. Because there's a lot of Americans who are healthy, but let me tell you, walk around in a mall in America, there's a lot of meehees walking around that could probably use less of a lunch.
Hover rounding, you know?
Exactly. They're running around in their hover chairs. So we have to look at this from a practical standpoint without the insurance companies, because the problem with healthcare is the insurance companies. They are not going to be a solution ever. So anytime you get the insurance companies involved with this, you're never going to have healthcare. You're just going to have more health insurance. But hey, America, maybe that's what you want. Maybe you just want more health insurance because the Democrats have told you have to have health insurance. You go to a job, you're worried about, oh, am I going to get health insurance? You're not worried about creating a healthy person, a healthy being. And that's where we need to start with in America, is not with this idea that a doctor, and the only reason I'm sick is because I don't have enough prescription drugs in my body. That's where we need to start. Your thoughts?
I could not agree more on all that.
All right.
I don't think I've been to the doctor in a number of years. And I know we were talking yesterday off the air about the last time I had a vaccine. It's probably when I was 12, 13 years old, got the shot for the flu, ended up getting the flu, of course. And since then, I really haven't been to the doctor for much of anything.
And that's another way they're going to control you.
I get sick. You know, I take care of myself.
They have practices now where they won't see kids unless they agree to getting vaccines. This is happening in Texas. In California, they're making it mandatory. So they really want to stick it to the American people and put them in this healthcare paradigm, this paradigm where doctors know everything. And if you're talking about herbs or anything or homeopathic treatments, oh, get out of here.
What's medical tyranny?
Conspiracy theorist.
That's medical tyranny.
That's all they care about. So we got a lot coming up today. We've got a Princess Bride spoof going on with this Rob Reiner clip, which we're going to play. Maybe not in the next segment. I think maybe we will have time in the next segment because we're bringing in Jerome Corsi about 30 after. Then we're going to have Roger Stone, of course. We're going to take your calls later in the last hour of the show, so stay tuned for that. We'll give out the number coming up as Stone gets ready to leave. And also look at who the biggest hacker in U.S. history is. The one that attacks us continuously, let me tell you, it's not the Russians. Okay, because if it was the Russians, we'd actually have proof that it was the Russians.
I haven't seen the article yet. I'm guessing it's three letters.
Yeah. Well, it's not the DPRK because they run on Windows 98, I believe, still. That's what they're running their rocket systems on. So we're about to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have a whole lot more news. Let's get into this Rob Reiner thing and who really is responsible for all the hacking and who we should really be talking about, the real problems going on in our country. Because let me tell you, it is not the Russians. And we have yet to see any real intelligence, any real evidence that it is the Russians going after. So stay tuned. We're going to have a whole lot more. I'm Rob Dew. You can reach me at Dews News. That's D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. And you can reach Michael Zimmerman and his Twitter at
Z-I-M-M-3-R-M-A-N-N.
And don't forget to tweet your questions to us. Hashtag War Room. Stay tuned. We've got a whole bunch of more show left. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that Patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We've got tons of news here on the War Room. We're going to get into some video clips coming up here. And I just want to give you guys a show note. Jerome Corsi is working on, I hear, some breaking news. So he will be showing up at the 5 p.m. hour. And so we'll have the rest of the hour with just me and Zim Zim here covering a host of issues. But what I want to get into now is just the insanity of Hollywood. And it's being led right now by Chelsea Handler, a kind of a drunk alcoholic comedian. She's an admitted alcoholic. She loves her vodka. I think one of her books is about drinking vodka. That's in the title. And then the other one is Rob Reiner, meathead. So here's Chelsea Handler on Breitbart. May we trade Trump for Kim Jong-un? She literally wants to trade a dictator, what is it? What do we call this? This is like a dynasty that's going on in North Korea. He's the third in line right now of different oons. Jong-un, who have been ruling over North Korea, putting his people into slave camps, basically have the lowest standard of living anywhere in the developed world. The camps, yeah.
No, the Kims.
Oh, the Kims, yeah.
Yeah, the name, the way they do names there, it's...
Oh, so it's Kim Jong-un,
Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong, right. So it's the Kim family. Yeah, and this family has been...
All I know is
for generations.
Korea's Kim Chi. Any Kims, that's what I know.
Kim Chi is good.
It's good stuff.
And yeah, they're putting people in labor camps. Otto Warmbier, the American student who went to North Korea.
Came back dead, essentially.
Yeah, and then died days later.
Even and they claim he stole some poster, but they didn't have actual video of him stealing the poster. And then it supposedly ended up in his hotel room.
To be fair, the best that country can produce is about cell phone quality video. So
that's true.
Even if they're missile tests, it's like 360p or something.
So let's get to this clip. This is actually a mashup between The Princess Bride and what happened with Rob Reiner last night on Tucker Carlson. And then I've actually got some Tucker clips. And then we're going to discuss who the real hacking enemy of America is. So roll that clip.
We have been attacked. We are at war.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So there's Morgan Freeman working for Rob Reiner in league with longtime war enthusiasts in Washington like David Frum and Max Boot, telling us we're at war.
We are but poor, lost circus performers.
No, well, when we say we're at war, we're talking about a cyber war.
And right now you're seeing clips of The Princess Bride, too, mixed in with this.
Army officer of Gilder.
Who's Gilder?
The country across the sea, the sworn enemy of Florin.
Because if you watch the entire video, it talks about cyber warfare. It talks about how he was able to use, the internet and cyber tools to attack the democracy, which is what they did.
Go! Once the horse reaches the castle, the fabric will make the prince suspect the Gilderians have abducted his love. When he finds their body dead on the Gilder frontier, his suspicions will be totally confirmed.
And whenever the country's been attacked in one way or another, whether it was Pearl Harbor or 9/11, we've always come together as a country to defend ourselves against enemy, foreign enemies, you know?
You never like said anything about killing anyone.
Yeah. Or Iraq, who didn't
Yellowcake.
It's a prestigious line of work with a long and glorious tradition.
propaganda. Propaganda's been around forever. I mean, you know, from Leni Riefenstahler on. So we
have Cher Blue,
plenty of propaganda.
Media Matters. That's propaganda.
One of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia.
Beyond that, we've been invaded in a certain way.
Oh.
Once Gilder is blamed, the nation...
We're at war with Russia. Russian scum.
We go to war.
That's right.
The point is, we're now at this point where we have to understand the capacity here so that we can put in place the kinds of...
We have this rodent of unusual size here on the right.
...we need to defend ourselves and protect ourselves.
Despite what you think, you will be caught. And when you are, the prince will see you all hanged.
They're only mostly
brain dead. You know, it's just awfully good that someone... with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
He is.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
That's it. All right. So that was put together by, just looking at, you know, and Rob Reiner made that movie. He wrote it, directed it. I don't know if he wrote it all, but he was involved in the writing
process. It is a great film.
And that was Princess Bride. So showing it was a false flag. So Rob Reiner knows what false flags are. He knows all about this. And who's on this committee? James Clapper is on this committee with Rob Reiner. This is a guy who's lied to the American public several times in congressional testimony. Just lied, said we don't spy on you. When we do. Lied, said Trump wasn't being wiretapped when he knew he was. You know, lie after lie after lie. Now let's go to the actual interview. These are some of the clips. This is the first one where he's talking about who's involved in this clip. You're going to hear James Clapper's name. Here it is.
This really doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. Trust me. Because Donald Trump, whatever happens to him is going to happen to him. I mean, there are already investigations. Mueller's going to find what he finds. The House and Senate have their
own investigations. Far enough.
They'll find
he chopped down a cherry tree.
We have, you know, we have people from on all sides. I mean, there's Norm Ornstein.
All sides.
We have
all sides.
James Clapper, who is the director of National Intelligence. Yeah. And there are many Norman Lear is a supporter. We have liberals and hawks and doves, as you say.
Right. There it is.
So, liberals and hawks and doves.
Hawks and doves. Everybody that wants to go fight a war with Russia because now they're our sworn enemy, even though, but when they were communists, they were okay. Now let's go to the second clip where Tucker starts to lay his case. If you watch the full thing, you can go find it online. He really does just destroy Meathead over and over again. But here he is bringing up the words we're not supposed to say, China.
A lot of this is deeply disingenuous. Anyone who looks at cyber warfare will tell you, any honest person will say, the Chinese military is the primary culprit in the United States. Hacked into the White House not that long ago, into the computer system there, into almost every federal agency. So you're sucking up to this regime that has actually broken in and stolen industrial and military secrets that hurt this
country. Shipping out electronics that are backdoored.
Until Hillary Clinton loses, and all of a sudden, we're at war with Russia. Can you see why some of us are saying, well, wait a second, Rob Reiner, where were you with China? Why are you selling your movies over there?
I'm not giving China a free pass.
No, he's not giving China a free pass, but he is, because we're supposed to be just at war with Russia. I don't think we're going to get, well, we might get to one more of these, but I just want to show some of these articles, guys. Chinese hack of personnel, federal personnel files included security clearance database inside the cyber attack that shocked the U.S. government. That was the Office of Personnel Management. FBI arrest Chinese national linked to 2015 U.S. government data hack. Chinese hacked the FDIC. U.S. officials covered it up. Oh, that's nice. The U.S. government hack stole fingerprints of 5.6 million federal employees and how the Chinese government became the world's hacking superpower. Yet, we are only concerned with Russia.
Well, anyone who runs any sort of, you know, network or infrastructure like that can tell you most of the attacks on the internet come from China. It's a well-known fact in the whole, you know,
they have the infrastructure set up.
Of course
they
do.
Build 90% of our electronics. They build them in China.
Right, and a lot of those are shipped with these backdoors.
They're designed to have backdoors for the NSA and the Chinese
government. It's not just people in China. The government there endorses all this.
All right, we're going to finish up with those clips on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Infowars.com/show is where you can find all the free streams. And be sure you visit Infowars.com
for all your needs.
Please.
vitamin mineral fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back.
That is one of my favorite albums. And Justice for All. Great, great album from Metallica. Bringing us in to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Got Michael Zerman over there. And we were discussing in the last segment, the kind of cucking of Meathead. Literally showing what kind of, these liberals are really warmongers. They act like they're for peace and love, but they will go to war at the drop of the hat. And they're even inventing enemies to go out and fight. And right now, Russia. It has to be Russia. We have to go after Russia. They cannot stand the fact that Hillary Clinton lost, so we have to invent these Russian...
What are we going to do? Fight ISIS?
And that, these that's Russian reasonable. Hacks. And we're going to get to the rest of those clips in just 1 second of Tucker taking down... I almost called him Cucker. Cucker Tarleson taking down Meathead. But first, I want to let you know that our entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products are 50% off retail price, and you can find those at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and peppermint or bubblegum, and the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash, which is a concentrated mouthwash that you basically pour a little bit in with a glass of water, and you swish that around your mouth. I wouldn't say a glass of water, maybe like 3 or 4 ounces of water, and you put
a little splash of it.
Yeah, so
it comes in a small bottle, which is nice because I travel with it too.
Yeah.
And then just at the hotels, because we're always on the road, just pour in a little bit with some water, and you've got great mouthwash there that doesn't have fluoride and all these alcohol and chemicals in it.
And I've been using just our Silver Bullet and the silver that I make at home as a mouthwash for years. I've been doing this for years. So I'm glad to see that we've invented something.
This is actually a new one. This is the Super Blue mouthwash. And so I was talking about the Emmerich Essentials one. So this is the new Super Blue mouthwash. So that actually does come in a big bottle, and you don't dilute that, I don't think.
No, I think you do dilute it.
The big one also?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's so great about it. Everything is...
Wow, it's concentrated also.
Exactly. And so it's got things like xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and more. And you can find out more about it at InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the different products. There's a 10-pack of fluoride-free mouthwash. You can get the... I think we have different packs that have a toothbrush and the mouthwash and the toothpaste. We have toothbrushes I think are embedded with silver.
Yep, yeah, impregnated so that all the bacteria you have in your bathroom and the air in your bathroom can't grow on that toothbrush, because then you're using that every single day.
Exactly, and it's staying wet, and you're leaving it sitting out overnight. Things are growing on it. So if you have stuff with silver in it, it's a natural antibiotic. And when I say natural, it's not made by, Merck or somebody. You can do it with just silver and a little bit of electricity. Also, the organic household line of products at Emmerich Essentials are 50% off, which includes the zinc oxide sunscreen, the BOA bug spray, the peppermint mouthwash, which is another version of mouthwash that we sell. You can see that, the organic mouthwash, the unscented body wash, the tea tree shampoo, which is a great tea tree. Also keeps off, keeps bugs away from you naturally as well.
So I just looked it up and to confirm. So this mouthwash you do dilute. So it's 1 to 10 concentrate. The other one, the Super Blue one, you do not dilute.
It's not dilutable. Okay.
Right. So you take a little swig of that. Swish it around.
What is the size of that? It looks like it's two and a half ounces on the Emmerich Essentials. Well, I can't really read that from here. 8 ounces?
This will make 80 ounces of...
Yeah, it'll make 80 ounces of mouthwash. So there it is.
Yeah, I've got a bottle when we first came out with it. I'm still not even halfway through it.
But the bottom line is you can get 50% off that and the Super Blue products at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't forget... Go there, and it's how you support us. It's how I support everything here. Plus, we have a lot of other specials. Caveman's 50% off. Knockout's 40% off. The survival foods are still 50% off. There's more crises happening every day. Puerto Rico is going to be without electricity for a while.
So there's the special code War Room also.
That gives you an extra 10% off.
Right.
Off your, I thought we were getting rid of that last week, so I guess they're still going. So that's the secret code is War Room. I thought we were ending that last week, but it's still going. So
free shipping also if your order.
That's right. Order over, I think, $50. And what else do we have? Oh, I wanted to tell you about it's promo code IRMA or promo code, what is it, IRMA or something else?
Ready.
Ready. Ready or IRMA for the InfoWars and Select Storable Food.
Alex was saying on the show today, this probably won't last much longer because he actually had to talk to the guys from My Patriot Supply to get them to allow us to extend this sale because it's just cut so low that... No one's making any money on it, but it's so important.
It's not going to spoil yourselves. you're going to be ready for the next crisis, or maybe you have enough and you can share with a neighbor. You know, there's a lot of reasons why we need storable food and water filtration, and we'll get into why we need water filtration later on in the show. But let's get back to those Tucker Carlson clips. And the article was from, from Deadline Live. Rob Reiner confuses Tucker Carlson over Russia investigation. I love those faces he makes when people are talking. He's like, I don't get what you're saying. Fox host slams Hollywood's embrace of China. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Hollywood movies are being changed at the whim of the Chinese government. They don't like what somebody says. They have them change it. I think the
Red Dawn remake.
Red Dawn remake. It was supposed to be against China, but they changed it to North Korea. Like, North Korea has the ability to invade anyone other than maybe South Korea, their direct neighbor. They're not going to go into China. The only way they're going to go is south. But let's get back to those clips now. This is the third clip of from Tucker Carlson talking to Rob Reiner.
The difference, Tucker, is that, you know, the Chinese have done some stuff. We've done stuff. We've done stuff way worse, too. And every side does
it. Oh, so you can't really judge, we're going to judge Russia? Because why? Okay, but I'm just saying that just doesn't make sense.
It's not just about hacking into computers and stealing information. It's about using that information and weaponizing it in some way.
Where have we heard weaponized tweets, weaponized media? That's all from Hillary Clinton. It's all from John Podesta and Hillary Clinton talking about how, oh, people put out information that wasn't true. Like, Hillary
weaponized fake news.
Hillary was never sick. She didn't collapse on 9/11. It was the heat. Oh, but then it was pneumonia. But then it was, oh, she didn't have pneumonia. Well, now she's okay and she's hugging a little girl even though she has pneumonia coming out of her daughter's apartment.
And with her new book, it all comes down to blaming anyone except yourself.
Exactly.
For losing. It's, oh, I lost because of, now it's Facebook. Facebook, because there were ads run on Facebook, supposedly.
$100,000.
Which doesn't buy you much of anything in a campaign talking about border security.
Exactly. Let's go to that final clip. There she is collapsing. Oh, it didn't happen. That didn't happen. Fake news right there.
The fourth tower.
There she goes. No. And that just happened. We just had that 1 year anniversary. Oh, what a glorious time. Now let's go to the final. This is the ultimate cucking of Meathead right now by Tucker Carlson.
China has not insinuated themselves directly into our democratic process, into our elections.
Are you being serious? Of course they have. I mean, they have stolen information directly from the U.S. government. Our political figures,
from
the Pentagon, from CIA, from the White House. If they're not in our political system, then I don't understand definition is.
I didn't say that they weren't in the political system. Of course they are. What I'm saying is they didn't utilize that material to try to affect an election in some way.
I get it. So you can see why maybe some of us are a little bit skeptical. Maybe you're not selling as many movies in Russia as you are in China. Anyway,
maybe that's it. Maybe it's all about ticket sales. Here it is, the CNN Tech. I showed you this headline earlier. China hacked the FDIC and the U.S. officials covered it up. According to congressional investigators, the Chinese government hacked into 12 computers and 10 backroom servers at the FDIC, including the incredibly sensitive personal computers of the agency's top officials. Nothing political about that. When congressional investigators tried to review the FDIC's cybersecurity policy, the agency hid the hack.
So then any surprise that the biggest currency manipulator in the world would,
And let's just end with this. Come back to this, guys. Rashaka, the hardware backdoor that Chinese can embed in every computer. The Chinese have backdoors built into every single chip they process here in the United States. That's the big secret. Those are the people we should be going after. But we're inventing wars with enemies that don't really exist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Infowars.com/show.
Show. Show.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the anti-federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. A people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we have the left flailing around. Oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. Meanwhile, Putin's not worried about us. What's Putin worried about?
Fixing Russia.
Well, that and he's worried about robots that are going to eat us. All right. Putin, this is out of the Daily Mail. Putin reveals fears that robots with artificial intelligence will one day eat us. And asked the head of Russia's largest tech firm how soon it will happen. So he was meeting at Russia's firm, what's it called? Yandex, the internet firm Yandex. He was asking, he was getting a tour of the place at the company's Moscow headquarters. And he asked the head of the group, Ardaki Volsh, or Vol, I'm butchering that. Sorry, Mr. Volsh. Don't send a robot to eat me. This potential of when AI, will get, I guess, sentient enough to come and eat us. So you literally ask the guy, when will the technology eat us? And the guy says, oh, don't worry about that, Mr. Putin. I hope never. We don't get eaten by excavators. And Putin goes, excavators don't think, bro. Wake up.
This is kind of like what Elon Musk has said. He goes,
exactly. You know, he's expressing the same concern.
Talking to Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Elon Musk is like, Zuckerberg doesn't know what he's doing, what he's talking about. None of these people are afraid of what we're creating. And what we're creating here could be used for good, but you have to make sure that it doesn't get out of control.
And, you know, people are freaking out. Ha ha. Putin thinks robots are going to eat us. Ha 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 ha. Well, let's look at some things that actually are eating things. Mm-hmm. Robots, I mean. Scavenger robot eats living organisms. Soft-bodied foraging droid could be used to clean up contaminated water. British robotics experts created a soft robot with a mouth and gut. Can consume living matter and convert it into electrical energy. Now, that seems pretty, you know, it's eating biomatter. There's a lot of biomatter out there in the world. All right, that makes sense. That makes sense. This is on Gizmodo. Remember Eater, the military robot that was supposed to eat humans? Here's a little image of the Eater robot.
A nice little trimming thing.
It's got a little gripper and a chainsaw and a little ladder and an arm, and it's got its bin for combustibles right here where it grabs things and pulls them in. There's a top view of it. You can see it grabs, oh, it's just grabbing, you know, it's foraging for vegetables. This one just only eats vegetables.
It's a vegan robot.
This is not a robo panic, but as it skips through the woods munching on a human lollipop. This is just a funny article looking at how these things come about. And so this is what a lot of people have with robots. How are they going to be powered? And this is one way to do it. Power them through organic matter. Here's an article from Popular Science back in 2011. Meet Japan's earthquake search and rescue robot. Now this one, guys, you can go to that article, scroll to the image where it shows, oh, look, it's pulling the victim into its little area.
Pop your head off.
What if that victim's dead? Well, does it just eat the victim to power it? And, I mean, nobody's going to say anything differently. That there it is, the search and rescue robot. But what if it's just tasked to pulling out bodies, and they say, hey, if you need some extra energy, you know, you're in with a bunch of concrete, let's go ahead and eat that body. It's okay. It's okay. Here's another article.
I don't see that happening too soon.
But. Oh, of course not. Nobody sees anything happening. It's all created for, it's all to help us. We don't have a population problem, do we? No, nobody's saying there's a population problem.
They burn babies to heat hospitals.
Yeah, well, you know, they do. Pull that one up, please. It was British hospitals burned aborted babies to heat them. Robo Poo, lab creates robot that eats sugary food for fuel and uses the toilet like a human. This is the EchoBot 3, digests organic matter and visits a litter tray. Digest sugar using sludge microbes. The first generation of robots that will need to use toilets. Now, do we really need robots using toilets?
It's probably making alcohol out of the sugar.
Exactly. Then excrete the waste of sludge. It was the first robot designed to eat and get rid of waste just like a human.
There's the article from The Telegraph about aborted babies being incinerated to heat the hospitals.
So, you know, we have been using humans as a source of food and not even as robots, just as, you know, creepy British people.
Burn them.
Will Google's new robot be used to hunt non-cooperative humans? Smaller version of the big dog fulfills 2008 Pentagon request. A new robot designed by the U.S. Army by Google fits the criteria of the request to develop systems that can detect and track non-cooperative humans in pursuit evasion scenarios. Now, what if Big Dog gets hungry after he's tracked and killed some non-cooperative humans? Well, he's just going to eat the humans. So Putin's right. They're building human robots. They're going to build those human robots.
And that Big Dog's going to remember every time it got kicked over.
That's true, and it's going to go after it. If you ever watch
this is their new one.
The videos of Big Dog.
This video here is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Oh, this one just rolls. Oh, look at that. Look how fast it moves.
Watch it jump over things.
Yeah. This is all part of the future. Ooh, look at that. It could do the limbo. Dang. And Boston Dynamics, this group is literally creating, they'll be creating, well, not yet, but once they figure out how to power these things with humans, see, the Japanese are perfecting that technology, the eating of organic matter to power yourself. There he's carrying his own poop bucket. Oh, he just jumped over. Wow, look at that. Goes downstairs, a loner in pairs. Everyone loves the robotic human killer. Oh, look at that. It could take a ramp just like the Dukes of Hazzard. Uneven terrain with impressive balance.
Just like us.
Chasing young people through the snow, young uncooperative humans, jumping for joy. So the robots are here. They're coming after us. And when people like Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin talk about it, they aren't trying to scare people. They're looking at what's out there. That article from Japan, that's from 2011, the Japan search and rescue robots. Now, I believe the Japanese were probably inventing robots to really search and rescue people. But when you're pulling bodies into your cavity, okay, it's literally like the scoops are on our way. We've gone into the Soylent Green world where humans are being used as the power supply for the AI technology. We saw that in The Matrix. They were taking the babies from birth and keeping them and using their body heat to power these computers. So this is not out of the realm of a possibility to happen. You obviously think it's fine and we should have more robots, right?
No, I just don't think that humans or biomass is necessarily the best power source. These robots could instead be using,
There's 7 billion of us.
There are 7 billion of us. Yeah. Though at the same time, you know, burning things for fuel, we're using some kind of, you know, biomass chamber to break things down is not as efficient as even a solar panel or something, just to rest there for a few minutes, charge up, and then go on your way. I don't think the debris robots are going to be pulling people in and like grinding them up so it can power itself when it could just go charge back at some little base station.
You, my friend, have a Wall-E mindset, and I commend you for that. But let me tell you, the plans are there to have robots.
It's possible.
Going
in a dystopic future,
eating
we
dead
could
people,
have robots
live people. They're going to hunt people. The Pentagon even has it, non-cooperative humans. And well, that's from 2008.
Then we're going to get to do some robot hunting. And that's going to be great, too.
And we're going to have electromagnetic guns. It's all coming down the pike. So it should be interesting. Now, coming up, actually, I want to get to this. We got a couple minutes left before the break. You guys remember that contest we had where people were making the cover songs of the what I call the Swamp Creature song now?
We love our Somalis.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Well, I got an email from one of our contestants. He was the young man who did one of the first heavy metal versions, Hugh Bannister. Anyway, he was very happy to compete, and he said it motivated him to a whole new level. He's written a four-track EP on various topics such as the wage myth, Islam, pedophilia within the BBC, etc. And he wants to go into the studio for a month and he pushes a trolley full time. I don't even know what that means, pushing a trolley.
He works at a grocery store, so he goes and gets the carts.
Oh, so he's a cart guy. Yeah. So he can finance projects, but he set up a Kickstarter page, which we do have a link to that in the email. And guys, if you could pull up the link to that Kickstarter, he's got a video there, and he, you know, I like to see people like this get involved with arts, and this guy's very talented, so I think he could definitely pull it off. Let's see if we can give this guy a little bit of help. You can go to Kickstarter and check it out. Right Wing Political Melodic Metal 4-Song EP. And you can see the video from Mr. Bannister and maybe start him on his way to a whole new career of right wing metal.
Well, that's what we have to do is take over, you know.
We have to take over the popular culture.
Yeah, exactly. And
or else they'll send robots.
Conservatives are doing a bad job of that right now. You look at all these award shows and all it is Trump bashing.
Yeah.
And then you have some people like Joy Villa who are not afraid to go speak up. But for the most part, there's not many conservatives in Hollywood now or not many vocal ones.
No.
They
James
freak
Woods
out,
is one of the few vocal
they freak out over Taylor Swift at the thought that she might be a conservative.
Right. Because she
speaks
out
of it. Right. Because she doesn't want to alienate any of her fan base. They're like, oh, she performs in, you know, suburban areas where there's Trump voters.
Oh.
It's like, okay. Does she sell out stadiums? Sure.
You can't
win with these
nowadays unless it's worship Hillary Clinton.
So you've got to,
that's okay.
That's the thing. You've got to take over Hollywood. You've got to take over the music industry. You've got to create stuff. So if you're talented, go out there and make things and have a
message. And there's no reason why we can't use Kickstarter, because the left is using Kickstarter left and right to push liberal garbage down our throats and try to take away our hard earned money and spend it on
more insurance.
We'll be right back after this. It's you're watching the War Room with Rob Dew and Michael Zimmerman. Infowars.com/show.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life.
Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emerix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Praise and condemnation arose following President Trump's first speech at the United Nations.
The criticism from top Democrats like Dianne Feinstein, President Trump's bombastic threat to destroy North Korea and his refusal to present any positive pathways toward any on the many global challenges we face are severe disappointments. He aims to unify the world through tactics of intimidation, but in reality, he only further isolates the United States. Your reaction to that?
Well, I thought the president's speech was extraordinary. I think, you know, if you go back to the speech itself, he opened in the early part of the speech with making the case for the responsibility of sovereign nations, the accountability of sovereign nations, that it is through sovereignty and responsibility to their people.
Anita, back to this use of the word sovereign and sovereignty. Did you hear a buzzword or a dog whistle in his repeated use of that word?
Yeah, we knew he was going to talk a little bit about that because they had given us a little bit of a preview, no words or anything. But so we were sort of expecting this theme, but it was just way more, it was just over the top.
What Trump is trying to do is to rally international support and to stop Mad Kim from getting a nuclear weapon.
Written in a way to be much more nationalistic, I think, kind of going up and talking about America first in that location, and then having listened to many speeches there, the tone of it was really bad.
A plus, and I'll tell you why I give it an A plus. For 8 years, we heard blame America first speech at the United Nations, which is what Barack Obama did every single time he had a chance. And now you heard a president say, no, it's an America first issue. That's who we are. All of you watch your countries. I'm going to watch out for my country.
It was internally inconsistent. It was full of bombast and threats. And so the threats delivered towards North Korea came across, I think, to many in the international community as well as in the United States as being inappropriate.
For the last 8 years, we just have not had strong leadership in this country. And as a result, nations take advantage of that. And we've seen America not only lose in the Middle East but around the world. And now you have a president who is willing to stand up in that comment, if the righteous many don't stand up to the wicked few, then evil's going to triumph. And he's exactly right.
It will be a great pity if this agreement were to be destroyed by rogue newcomers to the world of politics. The world will have lost a great opportunity. But such unfortunate behavior will never impede Iran's course of progress and advancement.
That's a very brave speech to the world diplomats at the UN, and it's long overdue. When has the UN last done anything of value? I can't even remember. Why are they not controlling North Korea? Why are they not stopping the Islamic terrorist attacks on the West?
In an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Trump's former rival, Hillary Clinton, called the remarks dark and dangerous.
Not call him Rocket Man, the old Elton John song, but to say it clearly, we will not tolerate any attacks on our friends or ourselves. But you should lead with diplomacy. You should lead with the commitment to trying to avoid conflict, however you can.
We needed that kind of speech. This was not a rally speech that Donald Trump gave out in Springfield, Missouri. This is a speech he walked right in. He looked right in the faces of the North Koreans and the Iranians and the rest of the world. That's why I think it was courageous. This is not a friendly room in there. This was not a warm and cuddly group of people that wanted to like Donald Trump.
That was the most atrocious speech I've ever heard an American president give in any venue.
Tom, overall, I'm wondering what you made of the president's speech today.
Well, yeah, it's a worldview that I just don't share, Anderson. The worldview that the president articulated is America first.
After years.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we were only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. Joining me also in the co-host chair is Michael Zimmerman. Normally, this is the time when Roger Stone makes his appearance on the show, but he just informed us he is indeed chasing a story right now in New York. And also, he said, oh, the internet's out in my building. And I said, let's pull up the global outage map or the national outage.
Usually these things are a little more.
There it is. Widespread. It's going out in places all over New York. Could this be the Russians? Could this all be done? Russians, they're the most powerful group in the world.
Or this could have to do with the fact that in a lot of these areas, you have internet service providers who create monopolies.
Oh, wow. And then when that doesn't work, they just like throw their hands up in the air and go, infrastructure.
It doesn't work, which is actually something that I got very upset about earlier today before coming on, because I actually got an email from my apartment. So we actually currently have had an option to have Time Warner or Spectrum is what they've renamed themselves after they were not only the lowest rated cable company in the country, but according to Consumer Reports in 2015, the lowest rated company by customers in the country of all companies.
It's crap. I have it, but that's all you can get in
exactly.
Our area.
They have it set up with these little structured monopolies. So when companies like Google Fiber want to come in and, you know, break through and offer stuff for lower cost, better service, Google has its own issues, but they're at least trying to be competitive in this market. They won't let them. So they sent out this email to all the residents saying that to deliver the highest quality, value, and service, Time Warner Cable, which was recently acquired by Spectrum, will be providing service. We've partnered with them. They'll be providing their managed Wi-Fi and TV product for only $85 a month. It includes their cable lineup and up to 300 megabit per second of high-speed wireless internet. It'll be offered as a tech amenity paid in addition to your rent.
Which is so, double of what they're charging you now.
Right. So currently, I have internet only. I have no desire for live television. I stream everything that I need. You know, watch Netflix and things of that sort over my internet connection. I pay $40 a month now for internet that's 120 megabit per second, which is plenty fast for me. So now they're going to be taking everyone's boxes back, and instead of having your own internet connection in your house, they're going to install it to the buildings.
Right.
And then they're going to manage every little aspect of it.
We're going to send you little messages too.
You've got two options now. Either you have no internet, no TV, no nothing, or you pay the $85 a month.
You pay double or you get nothing.
Exactly. And so that's what happens when you have these monopolies. And they would say, oh, it's not a monopoly. There's other providers there. But they make these deals with the buildings that people live in.
Of course.
And the neighborhoods.
This is the last grasp of the telecommunications world, because
they are
the ones that stayed in TV are literally dying. There's, I think it's another 30% of people have cut their cord this year. When they say cord, that's the cable cord going in. They're just getting internet.
People aren't buying into it.
People want it on demand. They don't want it whenever it's scheduled. Nobody has time to be scheduled to anything anymore, because the world is just, it's a lot faster pace than what it normally is.
And yeah, you can DVR things, but if you can just queue it up and watch it, or watch a whole season at a time, like Netflix has done with these shows,
right.
That's why you see all these companies pouring billions of dollars into creating new programming, like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. They're all creating their own shows, which are performing way better than the garbage, you know, 10th version of CSI that, you know, whatever the mainstream outlets owned by Time Warner and Comcast and all these losers.
That's basically pushing a bunch of propaganda down your
throat. That is the establishment.
Yeah.
It's these companies that have been around for 50, 60 years now, and like AT&T, which had to be broken up into different pieces when they became an actual monopoly, or were identified as a monopoly.
So, now, we got off on that little tangent, but regardless, Roger Stone will not be joining us, at least at this time, unless he comes back with some breaking news. He's out chasing a story right now in New York City. But I do want to give out the call-out number, so we're going to take some calls earlier in the show than I thought, and then we'll take some at the end of the show. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And when we get back from the break, we're going to play Paul Joseph Watson's latest report on Hillary Clinton. But before we get to that, check out this. We're talking about Google. Peter Thiel, up for key intel position, wants to limit Google's power. And he's a big supporter of Trump. He's on a couple of these groups, advisory councils. Yeah. Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel is in serious talks at the White House about a significant position heading up President's Donald Trump Intelligence Advisory Board, Vanity Fair reported. Oh, let me also add, he has been to Bilderberg meetings. I don't want people to say, oh, you didn't mention he's at Bilderberg meetings. Yeah, I've been to Bilderberg meetings where he was at. He did actually come out and give a statement at one point to some reporters there. And but I think the Bilderberg group is losing a lot of its influence than what it used to have.
And it's secrecy too. They now announce the people who are attending the meeting every year. Who knows what they're actually talking about, but they do put out a list of topics that they are supposedly discussing.
It's a lot of bankers and it's a lot of telecom people getting together, and they're trying to figure out ways to carve up the pie. That's basically what they're doing.
Do they talk about Thiel's business in here that basically gathers information?
Are you talking about Palantir?
Palantir, exactly.
He's not really on. I mean, he did help start Palantir. He was also one of the guys who's co-founder of PayPal, but that was Alex something Karp, I think is his name, who is now running with Palantir, which is this omnipresent orb in Lord of the Rings novels that could communicate. It was basically like a badass Wi-Fi device, in the Middle Earth ages. But yeah, and it was also something, what they're using it now is to grab total information awareness is what they want.
Right. And they're able to predict things before they happen, you know, using data from one example in an article that I read was about roadside bombs in the Middle East. They were actually able to mark all of the times that it happened and then forecast on this date. It's, you know, there's a high likelihood that one's going to be placed on this road, because humans are not all that random. People tend to follow patterns. And this system they created was able to identify those patterns before they happen. That kind of ties into the whole artificial intelligence thing that we were talking about earlier, this machine learning. So he definitely knows about intelligence when it comes to those things, and would probably be a good pick, because he at least is someone who supports the president, unlike the rest of these deep state, unelected, you know, people in these intelligence agencies currently. And like Clapper, do I trust Thiel more than Clapper?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And Peter Thiel, he's a libertarian. And at the end of this article, it says this: while Thiel exempts himself from the rules he applies to others, he's a hardcore libertarian who rails against the surveillance state, except when he's profiting off from it. A friend colleague told Vanity Fair he's a strong believer in personal privacy, but he was happy to kickstart and sit on the board of Facebook, which monetizes every ounce of Americans' data. But I don't believe in 2004 they were necessarily doing that. They were basically creating a playground for everybody to come in and dump their data on. And then at some point, they did start figuring out, hey, we could start doing...
Well, how do we monetize?
How do we monetize this? How do we really make money? Because you didn't really see Facebook getting super popular till like 2010, 2011 is when it really started taking off. So...
When at that point, did it say 2004?
2004 is when he put money in. He put $500,000.
I believe at that point, it was only limited to universities.
It was only on universities at the time. And you could... I forget the name of that Facebook movie, but you could watch that movie. Peter Thiel's in it.
That's how you make something influential, though, is you target the people who are going to, you know, be graduating soon, going out into the workforce.
Right.
You focus on that. You make something popular with that demographic. And then in the next couple of years, they're the people who have money to spend. They don't have kids yet. You know, they've got some spending money. And that's why Facebook has become very profitable.
So powerful. Hey, let's go to one caller before we take a break here. We got Adam in Colorado wants to talk about McCain and Rand Paul. Adam, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going, sir?
How's it going, Rob? Dude, just wanted to give you guys some props and a lot of praises to you guys at InfoWars for all the great stuff you guys do. And I'm really digging the war room. Awesome. And
well, spread the word, InfoWars.com/show.
That's right. All day I'm always retweeting and spreading the links. What do you think about McCain here? I've seen some stuff that he's not capable. His mind ain't right to be making these critical decisions at his age.
Oh, I don't think McCain's been right for a long time, personally. I think this guy is a warmonger. He's funded terrorists. So I can't take anything he says I take it like a grain of salt. There's really nothing much to it. I think he's just opposing this because he doesn't like Trump, is my personal opinion. Rand Paul does make some valid arguments, though, that this really isn't a repeal of Obamacare. This is just sort of the same old muddly muck that we've been having where insurance companies rule the world. We'll be right back after this short break. InfoWars.com/show is where you can find the War Room.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You are watching The War Room, and it's live every day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central here at the InfoWars.com Command Center. And you can always watch the free streams at InfoWars.com/show, where we put our YouTube stream and our own personal house stream. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me in the co-host chair is Michael Zimmerman. And last last segment, I guess we were talking about how we're being screwed over by the telecom companies. They can't provide service because our infrastructure is just decimated and no one's decided to upgrade it.
Not to mention they've got something like $100 billion to improve infrastructure across the U.S. and we still have some of the slowest internet speeds globally.
I think Romania has faster internet speeds than us. Romania, people! Yeah. Romania! We need to demand better internet. But they don't want us to have better internet. They want us to have internet that is catered to what their interests are, which is, oh, go to Facebook, go to the internet ghettos. We're going to teach you how to think and what to say.
Which is why the concept of true net neutrality also would be a good thing, but as that, you know, the Obama administration before does not.
That's not what they're giving us. That's
the actual concept of treating all traffic the same would protect you from these predatory companies.
Now, I want to get to this Paul Watson clip coming up, this report on Hillary Clinton, but we have Sean in Tennessee who wants to know why so many white people are for white genocide, and that's actually the article up on Infowars.com right now, guys, if you could pull it up, and let's go to Sean in Tennessee, see if we can answer that question.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Mike. Nice to talk to you both again.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Are you a white person, first of all? Are you one of the evil white people we keep reading about?
Only part. My grandfather was only 100% Mexican. Served in World War II fighting the Nazis, but, you know, my...
Well, we're still going to call you a Nazi, Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So what's your question?
For being a bad liberal.
What's your question,
no,
Sean?
No, I didn't have a question. I wanted to respond to it.
Sure,
go
ahead.
The first second when I saw that, I thought in my mind, look at the television. All the commercials, antidepressant medication. Look at all the mainstream media always demonizing white people. The colleges demonizing white people. They're suicidal. They feel like they don't belong. And it's something in their brain where they think themselves and all other white people have to go because they did wrong or something.
Oh, no, because at one time, some white people owned slaves, even though blacks have owned slaves, Middle Easterners have owned slaves. I'm sure if you go to China, there were slaves. I mean, who do you think built the Great Wall of China? It wasn't a bunch of,
it wasn't a bunch of craftsmen, middle class volunteers.
No, it was slave labor. That is what rocked the world. Who built the pyramids? Slaves. Slavery was the commodity in the past. We don't do it now here in the United States, although there is sex slavery, and we're against that too. But we're white, so we're bad.
And Western culture and Christianity were, you know, at the forefront of
getting rid of slavery. Exactly. But, you know, don't believe us.
That's racist.
Don't believe us. All right, we're going to make it through about half of Paul's report here. This is on Hillary Clinton, old herpes Hillary, and what she has in store for you. So check this out. Hashtag
you know,
herpes Hillary.
You hold, and you breathe through one, and you hold it, and then you exhale through the other, and you keep going. And you keep going. and you keep going, it is very relaxing. Have you tried that? Alternate nostril breathing. It is very relaxing.
If you thought Hillary was acting weird before the election, she's just turned it up to 11.
It is very relaxing.
According to Dr. Robert Hare, professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia, one of the defining traits of a psychopath is a failure to accept responsibility for one's actions. According to Dr. Seth Myers, a clinical psychologist with the LA County Department of Mental Health, one of the defining traits of a sociopath is that they tend to blame others for their own failures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who does that remind you of?
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well?
How many people and things, apart from herself, has Hillary blamed for losing? Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Russia. Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders voters, James Comey, the media, WikiLeaks, sexism, fake news, husbands, white people.
Millions of white people. Yeah, millions of white people.
The Daily Mail compiled 41 different things or people she blamed in her book. Classic sociopath behavior. As forensic psychologist Armando Simon notes, she has blamed everything and everyone, except herself, or her serial rapist husband. This is very typical of a sociopath. She is a true, certifiable sociopath.
I had not drafted a concession speech.
Yeah, that's why you didn't concede on the night of the election, isn't it, Hillary?
She was also drunk.
Actually, that you got completely face drunk to soothe your butt hurt, started throwing things at people, and refused to do it. Oh, but you kept going after the election and you didn't get depressed. That's why you started doing bizarre things with your nostrils and disappeared into the woods for days on end.
I feel like I'm a bit of a, Paula Revere.
Yeah, Paul Revere warned that foreign invaders were on their way to attack. He didn't invite them to fundraising galas like you did, Hillary. He didn't sell them a huge chunk of
America's uranium supply. She thinks 1984 is about trusting the government.
Like you did. He didn't take vast amounts of money from them to give speeches like your husband did. She thinks the media was against her during the election and wanted to make voodoo dolls of reporters and stick pins in them.
I thought something like this might happen. That's why I prepared for it.
What are you talking about?
Your own personal mojo, Doc.
The media was unfair to Hillary. What? You think we didn't read the Podesta emails? You had journalists getting approval for their stories from your campaign before they were published. You had CNN contributors handing you the debate questions in advance. They were putting out polls saying you had a 98% chance of winning. 91% of the media coverage in the final weeks of the election was negative towards Trump. What in God's name are you talking about?
Like an out-of-body experience.
She claimed George Orwell's 1984 was a lesson in how people needed to trust authority. Yeah, that actually happened. What level of self-delusion do you have to be living under to think that a book that is purely about an authoritarian behemoth crushing the individual is actually about the need to trust authority?
If they were, responding on a YouTube comment chain or on Twitter to something, they were just attacked, and the attacks were so sexist.
Oh, cry me a f***ing river. What are you on about? YouTube comments? Now you're whining about YouTube comments. Get over it. She even refused to take the blame for words that came out of her own mouth.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
But you offended some people who didn't personally feel deplorable at all.
I don't buy that. Gotta understand what Putin's strategy is. He doesn't like democracy. He thinks it's
all right, guys, you can watch the rest of that video on Infowars.com, another classic from Paul Watson. There's something wrong with Hillary. Check it out now. Watch the rest of it. Spread it around. That's how we make a living here at Infowars.com, is from you people spreading it around and supporting us, because we are not the fake news. Stay tuned. We got more coming up. Infowars.com/show. You're watching The War Room.
Men, give your body the support it needs with Infowars Life Prostaguard.
It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm Michael Zimmerman, joined by Rob Dew. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer here. We'll be getting into more of your calls in a minute, plus more news that we have lined up here. First, we're just going to take a second to talk about some of the specials we have going on InfoWarsStore.com right now. We have one of our biggest sales ever on our InfoWars Select Storable Food. We're doing this whole thing after all the natural disasters that have happened. It's kind of the exact opposite of price gouging. We've marked everything down 50% off because this stuff is important for you to have for you and your family. When disaster strikes, it's good to have food stored. This stuff lasts 25 years. You can get it now. It's insurance that you can eat. Also, we have Knockout, the sleep aid we have at InfoWarsLife.com. It's 40% off. This stuff's excellent. I travel a lot for work and often will, you know, get kind of thrown off in my sleep schedule, and I'll take one of these on the plane and I'll sleep all the way through a flight. Normally can't sleep on airplanes. And you wake up feeling refreshed. It has almost 2,000 reviews, 4.5 star rating, as you can see there. So very popular product. Give it a try. Like I said, it's 40% off, InfoWarsLife.com. So less than $20 right now. And you can sign up for AutoShip, save another 10%. And if you spend $50 or more, you'll get free shipping across the site. So getting into some more news here. Actually, the other day in Orange County, there was a TV broadcast interrupted by an end-of-the-world prediction. Their emergency alert system came on at 11.05 a.m. and said, realize this, extremely violent times will come.
Oh, but it's just a test.
Very strange, because usually you hear these things and it's, you know, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
This is only a test. Yeah, Do you have audio of that, guys? Is there audio? Rewind it and play it with audio. No?
So, 1 second, we're trying to get audio working on this, but yeah, the voice said, realize this, extremely violent times will come. So this is very, very strange.
And
we also have...
I think what tomorrow, September 23rd, is when
23rd. People are predicting that the world's going to end. Of course, these are some of the same groups that say this every year or two. They're always saying the world's going to end. They said it would happen in 2012. Didn't happen then. They say some huge asteroid's going to destroy us. But with the way things have been going the past few weeks, it wouldn't be that crazy. We had the massive earthquake in Mexico the other day, and they're now saying that a California earthquake is inevitable after tremor chain hits the Ring of Fire. So what happens is these tectonic plates cause there's lots of stress in them. Mm-hmm. And when an earthquake happens somewhere, it shifted things around on that entire plate. So things will happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when something will hit California. Which, if one hits LA, okay, so we actually have that clip ready of the emergency alert warning. So
one hits LA, they're doomed.
All right, we still have no audio. So we're gonna skip past that. We're gonna get back into this earthquake news. So yeah, a 7.1 earthquake devastated Mexico City, killing at least 273. And unfortunately, with a lot of these things, when an earthquake or other disaster happens, they don't actually know the full count of the,
because they're still finding bodies in the rubble.
Because entire skulls collapsed with people inside, with children inside. It takes days or weeks to dig people out of the rubble. When that big earthquake hit Haiti years ago, I remember it taking quite a while to actually dig everyone out. And by the time they get to a lot of people, they're dead. But like you were saying, if the big one hits LA, they're doomed. Even though we have better building codes here in the U.S., it's still going to be a massive disaster.
Nobody's prepared. LA is filled with people who just look to the government for everything, and you're going to see mass hysteria, mass chaos. I feel for anybody who's caught up in anything like that. Let's finish up with these callers we have here. We have Terry in Florida who wants to talk about healthcare, our mandatory insurance, as I like to call it. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Rob? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Doing great. Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what. When my wife's sister died in February, I wasn't on board with a whole lot of healthcare, as they say, or, you know, just being healthy. And I got turned on to you guys. The products, in a nutshell, they work. I've seen actual physical changes, you know, with the X2 and the DNA Force, the selenium, and a host of other things we purchased since then. But I wanted to bring up something that Dr. Group also knows. I spoke to those folks a while back, and Gerson, I'm sure you've heard of Gerson, right? I don't know if you have or not. Dr. Gerson.
The Gerson method, yeah. I had a friend who died of cancer, but she was trying the Gerson method.
Right. You gotta be good on. I mean, you gotta stay with him, just like Michael Landon was on it. And
you gotta go 100% with it. She didn't do that.
You know what? it's not hard, but I'm saying is, you know, when I watch the commercials with the dying kids and everything, and everybody knows that, thanks in a lot of part to you guys, for getting information out on just how bad everything is food wise, air wise, and water wise. And I highly appreciate you guys for getting that out. I found out, just going through the YouTube videos on Gerson that, you know, I was an underarm deodorant guy. I'm in my 60s for my whole life. And I didn't know that perspiration had no odor. And the fact that the odor that you have, like if you skip a day or two with your underarm deodorant, for instance, the odor that you smell is actually your body's last defense for getting rid of the toxin. So the more odor you have, the actual more toxic you actually are.
Right.
Which, like your survival shield and everything else. So you guys are doing an awesome job.
Also, I'll give you this little tip. It's actually microbes eating the sweat, and what you're smelling is their feces. That's also a cause of underarm odor. And one thing you need to look at when you're buying deodorant, which we do sell deodorant without aluminum in it. Aluminum's got a lot, or antiperspirant has aluminum in it. And so people are putting that under their arms, and there's where you have a lot of lymph nodes there. And so you're suppressing those and you're coating them with aluminum.
It's these little microparticles that are small enough, and the thought is that they will fill those pores
right
in your underarm. Well, if they're going into your pores, they're going into your body.
Yeah.
You guys are right on, because when I was using, I'll just say Mitchum for decades, that stuff was full of aluminum. And I've been off all deodorant, basically everything, for like 8 months now. And it's like,
You can't get people to get close to you, right?
I'm serious, Rob. I don't have that issue anymore, strictly because I'm going to attribute it to basically the X2 and the selenium, just because it's a super booster for your immune system.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I tell you, X2 is amazing. And when you taste it in your mouth, you can taste the power in it. It's got kind of a salty taste, but it's a lot more than that. It feels like, there's something in there. And, X2 and selenium, that is a 1-2 punch. A lot of people here started taking selenium and they said it made them gave them too much energy almost. They were just like, whoa, always.
One day here, I took most of the products.
Cause it's powerful. That's made out of mustard seeds.
I take a number of the products day to day, but one day I took like the whey protein, I had Brain Force, I had the B12, took X2, selenium. And I was just like,
and you acted like a real human.
I was like running around wanting to do stuff, and you definitely notice the difference when you're taking these products.
Well, thanks for calling, Terry, and best wishes to you and your family and your health. Let's go to Zach in Colorado talking about McMaster going to Bilderberg. Got about a minute left, Zach. Go ahead.
Hey guys, good to call in. I just say this is my first time calling in, and also wanted to give a quick plug to your guys' sleeping bags. Really, really solid sleeping bags. Don't really hear that ever being on sale, but still good quality for whatever the price is normally.
And it supports us. So thank you for your support and for that plug. That's great. Yeah, Do you camp a lot in Colorado?
Yeah. And I mean, I got 0-degree sleeping bag going at camping at like 10,000 feet. Even in the summer, it's still cold. And having that sleeping bag is really nice.
And yeah, like you were saying, I don't think these usually go on special too much, but if you look around or shop around online, I believe when we first started carrying these are the lowest price you'll find anywhere.
And hey, use the code WARROOM and you get 10% off right there. So thanks for that plug, Zach. Yeah, that's something we don't talk about a lot. We do have a lot of camping supplies there too, because sometimes you may be left somewhere without a blanket, without a pillow, and you need a sleeping bag to keep warm. Stay tuned, we got more coming up.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com.
I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We're going to take a look at what's on InfoWars.com, but coming up we do have some gay frog news. You might have been watching during the break. We played that video of Alex Jones going off on the gay frogs and people going off on the gay frogs, and then we show the professor, the scientist, who's actually
confirmed they're turning the freaking frogs gay.
Turning the freaking frogs gay. And it's from the atrazine and other chemicals, the BPAs that we're putting in the water. So we'll get to that later on in the show. We also got Jerome Corsi coming up. But let's look at what is up on InfoWars right now. Elementary students forced to recite gender-neutral Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all humans are created equal. And governments are instituted among humans deriving their powers from the consent of the governed. And endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So now that's what they're being forced to recite. They want to change. As long as they can keep tweaking history a little bit, they can then...
What was it Yale University the other day that was saying they're going to change all their language and things to be gender neutral? It's part of the same thing. It's ignoring history. Person. Yeah, it's ignoring history. Like we call ships by, you know, female names.
Right.
We call, you know, mankind. This isn't a sexist thing. It wasn't sexist to say all men are created equal. It's not saying, oh, women aren't created equal.
It includes women. It's inherent.
And this is like part of our country's history. And like the statues, like everything else, they're just going to get rid of it.
Yeah, liberals can't stand anything that isn't regulated. Here's something that's really interesting. This is from Shepherd and Bellis. Illuminati-themed fashion show held at London Catholic Church. St. Andrew's Catholic Church was used as a location for a black mass fashion show, and I believe we have video of that. A troupe of models prancing the runway inside a Catholic church while rocking Turkish fashion designer Dilaria Finkoglu's Illuminati-inspired fashion line for Fashion Week. Oh, here it is. Awesome. Here's my devil horns.
Yeah, why am I not surprised that a Catholic church invited this in?
Look at the black and white tile as a little, another little Illuminati symbol. The black mohawks.
Jeez.
Look at this. Look at these trendies.
They're just, I mean, the Catholic church is destroying themselves with all this. We have more pedophilia stuff coming out all the time, and then they're allowing people to have satanic fashion shows in the
look,
church.
All, and the cross is right there behind them. All back there. There's Christ on the crucifix. Oh, so good. Oh, look at the, look, they have the compass and the square, the symbols of, who's that? The Masons. I'm really not good at this. Illuminati imagery. You got the all-seeing eye in the center. You got this guy dressed up as the Joker with a red mohawk with the skulls. Dude's newest designs range from Nightmare Before Christmas look to Beetlejuice meets Lacuna Coil witchcraft vampire feel. Jeez. This is what our world's coming to. Celebrating death and destruction. Because they don't want you to like life. They want you to embrace death.
What bothers me more than anything about this, though, is the fact that it happened in a church. That some church allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
Within their doors. I don't get it. I mean, I don't see how you can call yourself a church and have a satanic fashion show, but I don't think I'd attend a church.
Put the black and white there, or if it was already there before the church. Because if this was already at the church, then this church is already bought and paid for by the Illuminati. There's the symbol of infinity, the all-seeing eye there in the center with the star. You got the six-pointed star. All your favorites are there. Now we got some Facebook news. Facebook to overhaul political ads after threat of U.S. regulation. Oh, government, don't regulate us. Regulate everybody else. Regulate our competition. Facebook Inc. on Thursday launched an overhaul on how it handles paid political advertisements, giving a concession to U.S. lawmakers who have threatened to regulate the world's largest social network over secretive ads that ran during the election. Secretive ads. They weren't secretive ads. That's a bunch of bunk. The company also said it would turn over to congressional investigators the 3,000 political ads that they said were likely purchased by Russian entities. And after the two...
Which comes out to $33 per ad. Which does not get you very much on
Facebook. But look, it was during and after the 2016 presidential election. But those ads threw the election because they were held after.
That's why she lost. She wouldn't be promoting her book in the toilet paper aisle at Costco if it weren't for the Facebook ads. It's all Zuckerberg's fault now.
How much did Hillary spend, though?
Oh, yeah. Hillary's campaign spent over $1 billion.
Yeah, it was
$1.5 billion, I believe.
More than three times what the Trump campaign spent.
Wow. Maybe it's because Hillary was literally a walking corpse.
The worst candidate to
the worst candidate ever
run.
Maybe it was because people were sick and tired of watching their country be stolen by elites like Hillary Clinton.
We have another good article here. Convenient or creepy? Walmart wants to walk into your home and stock your fridge. So we've already seen these delivery services take
off. It's Walmart.
Walmart's here. No, they'll have a key.
Oh, yeah.
A bizarre new process that allows employees to walk into homes and restock fridges. So you can already get grocery delivery through services like Instacart, and a lot of the grocery stores around here do it where they'll mail you groceries.
I predict nothing will get stolen out of anybody's houses when they use the service.
Well, the only way we could make this better is if we had TSA employees doing the deliveries. Then we could guarantee.
The only way we could make it better is if we put TSA employees in the toilet inspection agency area where they could
South Park was right again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean your you-know-what out. Let's go to this final caller here we have for this segment. Robert in Alabama wants to tell us what we can do to support Trump. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, how y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Good to hear, good to hear. In these trying times.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, Trump's going to be in Alabama this weekend.
No, I didn't know that. Where's he going to be?
What now?
Where's Trump going to be this weekend in Alabama?
He's going to be in Huntsville.
Huntsville, all right.
And he's going to be here to promote Luther Strange. But that's a whole different story.
That's interesting. How do you feel about Luther Strange? Who is it? Roger Stone is not a fan of Luther Strange.
I like Roy Moore.
You like Roy Moore better.
And so does the rest of the state, it seems.
Yeah, Trump seems to be doing this loyalty thing where Luther Strange came out in support of Donald Trump early on, so that's why he seems to be repaying the favor. But a lot of people in Alabama and on the, I guess, the fringes, not in the mainstream political atmosphere, seem to think Roy Moore is a better candidate.
I believe he is, and I believe we all need to get out there, and we all need to support Trump. We need to be out there not only to give him support, but to help protect Trump loyalists. Because I don't know. I personally live in a college town. I haven't seen NTC yet. But from what I see, they basically show up everywhere. And they
destroy
things.
I don't know if it was Georgia or Alabama where Antifa had a protest going and the police were making them pull off their masks. They said, pull off your mask or be arrested.
Alabama.
I believe it was Alabama. I think they're going to be met with the same type of response. And Antifa likes to cover their faces because, you know, only criminals like to cover their faces.
And cowards.
Criminals and cowards, yeah. The double C's. So yeah, there you can see it right there. The cops are making them pull their masks off. Where was it? Auburn. So that is in Alabama. Look at there. So I think you're going to see the same thing because, you know, cops in Alabama don't like to mess around. They're not like Berkeley police who are just like, oh, you're expressing yourself.
Look at these cops.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, I know. Carrying trash can lids.
And he's got like the football pads on.
This ain't Road Warrior, brother. Hey, Robert, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Hopefully Trump will have a great rally. He usually does. But it is interesting. He's supporting Luther Strange, and a lot of people in our neck of the woods seem to like Roy Moore. Guys, do you have that Facebook video of Mark Zuckerberg telling us how he's going to save the world? Okay. When you all find that, let us know, because we definitely want to play that as we go to break. Now, coming back, we're going to have, I guess coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us, who's been working on some great articles. And also, we're going to play this Team America clip coming up, how Team America predicted the world. We showed you how the Simpsons predicted what was going on in Yale months before it happened, when they changed their names to say upper class people. And then we're also going to get into a little gay frog news, because, you know, ain't nothing like a Friday without gay frog news. What do you say?
Gay Frog Day.
Gay Frog Day. Though I just love the way people go after Alex Jones about the gay frogs, and that seems to be the one thing we say. Tell us something that we're wrong about.
The frogs.
Gay frogs.
The gay frogs.
And then, you know, now we show them the studies and everything. That's years ago. Some of these studies are old. In fact, some of the videos we're going to play about this are a couple years old.
They'll just keep drinking the tap water. It's
not like it hasn't been out there. People just don't want to believe it. They can't imagine Alex Jones would be right about
Drink your fluoride, get your vaccines, and it'll all be okay.
That's right. If you're watching The War Room, I'm your host, Rob Dew. Michael Zerman's right there. You can watch us live. Spread this link, Infowars.com/show.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we are back live. It's the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And I want to go over this story. It's a couple days old, but I think it's interesting to bring it back up again because this is something we don't do enough, is tooting our own horn. Exclusive: six agencies conspired to illegally wiretap Trump. British intel used as NSA front to spy on campaign. And it goes over. Oh, it doesn't have the name of the organ. It says by Investigative Bureau. Can you guys pull this article up and see who put it out? I love it when, I don't know why people don't do this. You're a web organization. I need the name of the web. True Pundit. True Pundit. I thought it was something else, but not True Pundit. Put your name and your website on here so people can promote you. Jesus. So they go over this little laundry list of agencies. So six agencies created a stealth task force spearheaded by CIA John Brennan to run domestic surveillance on Trump associates and possibly Trump himself. To feign ignorance and seemingly operate within U.S. laws, the agencies freelanced the wiretapping of Trump associates to the British spy agency GCHQ. This is all stuff Trump said in tweets. And people say, oh, it doesn't exist. He's crazy. The decision to insert GCHQ as the backdoor to eavesdrop was sparked by the denial of two FISA court warrant applications filed by the FBI to seek wiretaps of Trump associates. So FISA court says no.
Yeah, we can't do this legally. Let's hire a foreign intelligence agency to spy on Americans.
Yeah. And here's the best part. GCHQ did not work from London or the UK. In fact, the spy agency worked from the NSA's headquarters in Fort Meade with direct NSA supervision. So it was literally British guys typing on the keyboard using American.
That's
equipment.
The only difference then, if our government would have done it. They love finding these little backdoors to spy on people.
Right. And so they go, oh, it wasn't GCHQ in London. No, it wasn't. It was GCHQ in Fort Meade doing it.
Like when they asked the NSA, was there any wholesale data collection on all Americans after the Snowden leaks? And they go, not to my knowledge.
Not wittingly.
Yeah, not wittingly.
So the British government helped spy on Trump. Millions of illegals voted on Hillary. Saudi Arabia funded Hillary's campaign.
Yeah.
They're worried about Trump's collusion with foreign governments.
Well, no, Trump's collusion with Russia. That's the only thing that we have to worry about here. That's the only thing we could talk about. And I guess we do have enough time to play this. Guys, cue up that Team America clip. Let's play that. And this kind of shows you how Team America kind of envisioned this whole debacle that we're in now many years ago during the Bush administration.
Peter Jennings. Some Hollywood celebrities are lashing out. Alec Baldwin is head of the Film Actors Guild.
The Film Actors Guild believes that what the world needs is compassion, not violence.
The actors are calling for an emergency meeting.
My fellow actors, we live in a dark time. The world is becoming more and more violent, and the idiots in charge are making it worse. What the world needs is an international advisory committee who truly understands global politics.
Where's Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. Namely,
us.
The time has come for us to start using our acting talents in a different way. We will persuade everyone to drive hybrid cars and stop smoking.
As actors, it is our responsibility to read the newspapers and then say what we read on television like it's our own opinion.
We've all done action films. If anyone tries to get in our way, we'll show them just how tough us actors really are.
Yeah.
I've just been contacted by a very important political leader, and he wants us to be the keynote speakers. Say hello to our new partner.
Hello!
You're gonna knock him dead, Alec.
10 minutes, Mr. Baldwin.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet the Alec Bowie. Whoa.
We are here to usher in a new era without violence. And if you even try to touch Kim Jong-il, this audience and I will rise up against you.
Do something, Eric Barrett!
The global warming and corporate America.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the final hour of today's installment of the War Room. You can catch us here every day, 3 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central. And, you know, before that, we have also the Alex Jones Show, which runs from 11 to 3 Central. And then before that, we have from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., or 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., I'm sorry, with The Real News with David Knight, or Real News with David Knight. And he is basically kicking off 10 hours of broadcast that we do every day here, Monday through Friday. And then Alex will be back from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the Sunday show. So we have a lot to talk about. Did you hear about Barack Obama pissing off all the black people in Chicago?
How did he manage to do that one?
Well, they are up in arms. It has to do with something about his library where they're building it.
Oh.
And he's also created a little foundation, the Barack Obama Foundation, literally the next Clinton Foundation.
Are they going to compete to see who can be more corrupt?
I think so. In fact, our next guest here, Dr. Jerome Corsi, is on the line, and I'm sure he has all the particulars that'll be going on with this new Barack Obama Foundation to, I guess, take money from foreign entities to peddle influence.
Of course.
And steal from everybody and not give it to anybody. Is that what's going to basically happen, Dr. Corsi?
I think you got it about right. I started writing a series of articles. We had the first article published last week, and the next two, I believe, will be beginning of the coming week. But Barack Obama's created a foundation, just like the Clinton Foundation, and it's off on the same track. What they've done is the registrations and the IRS approvals. First of all, the Barack Obama Foundation is only approved to do the presidential library. That's all it's approved to do. But yet we're finding he's going to hold a civic summit, you know, trying to reach out to black Americans, and I'm sure even Black Lives Matter. He's going to be bringing over a program I'll be writing about next week called My Brother's Keeper from the White House. Well, these are purposes that are not approved by the IRS for tax-deferred contributions that we made to the foundation. And that's exactly what the Clinton Foundation did. They started with a foundation to build the Clinton Library, then they expanded it in all these different areas. They end up with a $6 billion foundation that has fraudulent financials. The money is missing. There's a lot of inurement money going to the Clintons' personal benefit. And pay to play. People are induced to contribute to the Clinton Foundation who intend to get political favors. And I believe the Obama Foundation is starting out on the same track.
Well, and he's already pissed off black people in Chicago, and they're pissed off about the library. They want to see, I'm not even sure what they want to see, but they are mad about where it's being built, I think, and how it's being built, and how they don't see anything coming back to them, their community. Do you have any insight on that as well? What's going on? Why are people so pissed about the building of this new, and I think it looks like a pyramid too. It's also going to be really creepy looking.
Featuring Jay-Z or?
Well, the Hyde Park area where the center is going to be put is a fairly ritzy area. It's where the University of Chicago is. I mean, this is a more high class white neighborhood. It's surrounded by black neighborhoods in Chicago, but there's no putting of the library in the heart of South Chicago where the black communities are. And I think the black communities are saying, well, you know, who's going to build this library? Who's going to benefit from this library? Looked at racially, the South Chicago residents are saying it's the Clintons all over again with money, you know, moneyed interests, and it's going to be a foundation and a library, which really doesn't do very much benefit to the black community at all. And that's, I think, typically Clinton's and typically Obama's. These are elite people that want to hobnob with the wealthy of the world, and they figured out this foundation scam. The Clintons certainly have perfected the foundation scam, gotten away with it. No Justice Department investigations that lead to prosecution, even though it's really a vast criminal conspiracy, the Clinton Foundation. I proved that when I wrote Obama, the Partners in Crime, and Charles Ortel has been working on that for years. And this new series of articles with Charles Ortel are going to show that basically you've got the same kind of scam being set up in the Obama Foundation, the Barack Obama Foundation, as was set up in the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, and now they have somebody slicker than Slick Willie to run it. They've got President Barack Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy. And so it's interesting to see how they're doing the same tricks. People are going to fall for it. And tell me about this, Jerome, because this piqued my interest. There, all this unmasking data that was done under the Barack Obama administration, apparently all these records have now been sealed, and they're going to be stored in the new presidential library, and you can't see them for years. What is the process of getting those unmasking documents made public? How is that going to happen?
Well, I think what's happening is you see an enormous cover-up going on that the Obama administration was involved, I think, in a Watergate magnitude scandal in terms of wiretapping, which means really electronic surveillance of the Trump campaign, and then the unmasking of names to release them to the press to embarrass the first it was to try to defeat Trump, and then when Trump was going to win or after he won, after he clearly won, then the whole effort turned to a coup effort to destroy his first term. And that's what's continuing right now. I think it's going to take Judicial Watch and others with FOIA requests. Hopefully, Jeff Sessions is going to wake up at the Department of Justice and start investigating and prosecuting the Clinton Foundation and the Obama Foundation. But right behind it, let's make sure it's not following in the wrong tracks. And let's go after the Obama administration for massive illegal domestic electronic surveillance on a political campaign. I mean, this is a huge scandal which should rival a Watergate.
Yeah, exactly. It's way bigger than Watergate. I mean, this was done over and over again. They were unmasking names. They were collecting records. They were wiretapping political opponents. I mean, this goes way above and beyond what Watergate was, but it seems like they're going to let him get away with it. Why has Sessions just been so ineffectual at going after Obama and the rest of his cronies? Do you know why? Do you have any insight to that?
It's been a big disappointment. I think I'm beginning to wonder whether Sessions is compromised somehow or other, whether he's afraid to go after the Clintons or Obama, whether it's something that the Obamas and Clintons can release on Sessions or on the Republicans in general. But, you know, I think the American public is tired of this. The American public wants to see our political corruption exposed. And you can't have a political party in the White House doing electronic surveillance of the opposition party running for office and justify it because, well, we don't like Donald Trump. I mean, that's just not going to fly. And I've also published, and we've published at InfoWars, the information that with Sheriff Arpaio has now gotten a pardon that we were instrumental in getting done.
Yeah, you were key to that, actually.
And the whole group of us, I think, you know, running the articles, I think mm-hmm. Alex's courage and bringing forward the issue and interviewing Sheriff Arpaio, it was a team effort to get this brought to the attention of the American public, and InfoWars led the charge. And, you know, we knew at that time we had the information, we published it, InfoWars, that the Eric Holder Justice Department and Loretta Lynch continuing it, they were, you know, wiretapping everybody involved in the Arpaio case. The Department of Justice was talking to the prosecutors and the judges in the case, which is completely inappropriate, while the trials were going on. I mean, this was complete obstruction of justice, interfering in a judicial process. And I think the pardon, you know, we've got a judge who's completely biased, who even today is going to try to figure out if she can't, in Arizona's U.S. District Judge, declare the pardon to be unconstitutional. I mean, it's really incredible.
Wow, never ends. Never ends with these people. Stay right there, Dr. Corsi. We're going to go to a short break. We're going to come back, pick this up, and cover more of Barack Obama's lies and how he's getting away with them. But I think there's something out there we can do. It's called media, and it's called We're Not Under Mind Control, and we're going to stop it. So we'll be right back after this short break. InfoWars.com/show is where you can find all the free streams.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Michael Zimmerman, and Rob Dew's here also. And we're joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's telling us about the Barack Obama Foundation, which is supposed to just be to build this next presidential library.
The latest scam.
It is the latest scam. It's being used for all kinds of other things that are not permitted by the IRS. But, of course, Obama was never one for following the rules with the IRS when it came to going after Christians and conservatives.
Tea Party people? Yeah.
Yeah, he had no problem weaponizing them. So, Dr. Corsi, let's pick up where we left off talking about the Obama Library here.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think you've got it. The whole idea, these presidential foundations, I mean, the Clintons started out the same way. They said, well, we need a Clinton Foundation to house the presidential libraries. So that's all well and good. And the Obamas did the same thing. But then the Clintons immediately expanded the purposes. They said, we're going to go after HIV AIDS in Africa. We're going to go after earthquake relief in India. And in the process, they managed to scam hundreds of millions of dollars that were not reported. The financial reporting is terrible, and the Clinton Foundation, and the IRS never approved its extended action. All these different areas where the Clinton Foundation claimed to be a charity. Well, that's a felony under the different charity laws, the 503C laws in according to IRS rules, these are felonies. You can't just create a charity and declare, oh, well, I'm going to collect money because I want to send money to, the relief in Puerto Rico of the hurricane. Well, without going through the IRS and getting a determination letter that my foundation has the right to do that, it's approved, it's capable of doing it, I can't just go out and collect the money. If I did, that's what con men would do, and that's what the Clintons have done, and it's what the Obamas are setting up to do. The foundation is just a cover, because the foundation goes into all these other purposes, the money disappears, the accountants do sloppy accounting, and the public is the one left holding the bag with a great financial scandal that I think the Obama Foundation is going to follow in the same footsteps as the Clinton Foundation.
It kind of goes back to Dinesh D'Souza's film that he released a couple of years ago, Hillary's America, talking about how at the basis of all of this stuff is theft. Bottom line, they got to steal something from you, and that's where all the other crimes sort of center around.
You're not getting given multi-million dollar birthday presents by Middle Eastern states.
Right.
Just because you're so caring. And yeah, because they love you so much, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Exactly. And we saw what the Clinton Foundation did in Haiti, too. Taking a bunch of money, not giving any to the Haitians, building a couple sweatshop factories for some of their cronies, and also, sex trafficking in children.
Giving mining deals to their friends there, too.
Yeah. So what can we expect? When is this all going to launch? When is he going to get this operation rolling? And then we'll have the double doozy foundations that we can track and watch their criminal activity from.
Clinton Foundation is up and running.
I know. I'm talking about Obama's foundation.
The Obama Foundation, I'm sorry. It's up and running. It's up and running. They're collecting money for the library, and they've added a couple of programs. As I said, Charles Ortel and I have put together three articles. We published the first one, which you just showed a minute ago, on InfoWars. The next two are scheduled to be published next week. And I think you're going to see that already the Clinton Foundation is hiring shoddy accountants. They're expanding in programs. They are saying they can merge from the White House. Well, you can't just take a White House program and merge it into the foundation. I mean, that violates so many different laws, and it is done without any approval or regulatory authority. It's completely off the wall. But yet the Clintons and the Obamas just think anything they decide is a charity, they can declare to be a charity. And, you know, I'm sure the Obama Foundation is going to end up just like the Clinton Foundation. They collect all this money.
Personal slush fund.
Yeah, and 3% of it goes to the actual charitable work. The rest ends up in their pockets, their lifestyle.
Administrative costs. Right.
Right.
Administrative jets that I have to fly to Maui in.
To manage your own foundation.
I think it's amazing that they can continually do this. We've got Trump running around, just deflecting attacks from all these people. And so it's understandable that his sights might not be set on it, but the Justice Department should be on this front and center. We've seen what happened with the Clinton Foundation. And it just goes back to Jeff Sessions. What is he doing? You know, he seems to be concerned a little bit about the border, and he's fighting that. And then all the other thing, he's just concerned about people who are smoking pot and if he could steal their property.
He's real focused on shutting down these online drug marketplaces. That was important. They got that done. But, you know, when it comes to the Clintons running around and...
No, I mean, that's okay to extort money from people and take it and not spend it on your daughter's wedding. It's essentially what they did.
And I mean, this is the scandal, the scam that's involved in this. And when you get around to Sessions, I mean, first of all, I think we need to go down a path of legalizing drugs, because the CIA has been in the drug business since the World War II. And I think it's fundamental to the corruption in the deep state. And I'll be writing increasingly about this. Sessions needs to forget about legal, you know, he's going after marijuana as if it's such a huge crime, and start worrying about the fact that the Clinton Foundation is a, you know, multi-billion-dollar scam. It's a horrendous problem. Let's get the Clinton Foundation. Clinton's brought to justice. Let's do the unmasking and the illegal electronic surveillance from the White House and the Trump campaign. These are major crimes.
And these crimes just happened. It's not like these are years ago and we're digging up old stuff. It's like this happened not even a year ago.
Yeah, and also, I mean, Afghanistan, we're producing more opium poppies out of, you know, more opiums coming out right now of Afghanistan than ever came out. It's just reached records. We're destroying hardly any of the poppy fields. I mean, the Taliban had it almost put to an end. Well, I'm convinced it's because the CIA continues to run the drug business, the opium business, out of Afghanistan.
Of course, and now we have this massive heroin crisis all over the country, especially in the Midwest and some of the coastal states.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an opioid crisis. Yeah, it's a combination of cheap heroin coming from Afghanistan through Mexico, and then you have people being prescribed painkillers at an astronomical rate when they don't need them, and which has developed this black market of painkillers going around, and then people need a cheap
fix. You go to get off of the painkillers, the doctors stop giving it to you, or whatever reason you stop getting your fix. Yeah, so you start shooting heroin, and then they have these drugs now that'll bring people back from an overdose.
Right,
so they just keep pushing themselves further and further, because hey, if I OD, all the ambulances in some of these cities have it now. What city was it that they were giving the librarians?
I think it was in Florida somewhere. Dr. Corsi, we have like a minute left before you leave us. What can people do now to get the word out on what Obama's trying to do, this multi-billion-dollar bilking scam?
I'm trying to create with a series of articles, and I'm hoping to do it next week as well, to get increased awareness to the Barack Obama Foundation and how it's following the Clinton Foundation scam. I think the InfoWars audience is an extremely powerful audience, and when it gets mobilized, can start demanding that Jeff Sessions investigates the Clinton Foundation and investigates the Obama Foundation. I think President Trump pays attention to what InfoWars says. He, you know, pays very close attention to the articles. I had occasion, he was last week, President Trump was saying I ought to get him a copy of Partners in Crime signed. We'll have to find a way to get that to him.
Let's do it, because that's the only way we're going to make changes around this country. We can't expect the politicians to do anything, because they're just more interested in covering their own butts. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Corsi. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to take your phone calls, 888-201-2244, infowars.com/show. You're watching The War Room.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Michael Zimmerman, Rob Dew. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer today. And we just talked to Dr. Corsi about the Barack Obama Foundation here. And of course, we've been seeing in the news we've been covering today, Hillary blaming anyone but herself for losing, and the latest thing is blaming Facebook.
Right.
They're saying that Facebook, because there were these ads that ran on Facebook, and they were apparently paid for by the Russians or someone in Russia. Yeah, there you go. Cheated, lied, colluded, laundered, murdered, faked, and threatened, and I still lost. What happened? Well, what happened is now you're doing book signings in the toilet paper aisle at Costco, and your book is, what, 75% off?
75% off, yeah.
We should have waited a few days to buy our copy of it for the show, because we could have got a better deal on it. But the latest thing is...
You can't pay a price for comedy.
No, you can't. And the latest thing is that it's Facebook's fault. So Mark Zuckerberg recently got returned to work and posted this video yesterday about it's his response to this whole thing and, you know, blaming the Russians. And, of course, knowing Zuck the Cuck, he goes along with the whole thing. So let's start playing that video, and we'll just be commenting over most of this.
Today is my first day back in the office after taking parental leave. It was really special to me to be with Priscilla in August after she was born and to get to take Max on some more adventures. Now, while I was out on leave, I spent a lot of time with our teams on the issue of Russian interference in the U.S. elections.
Off a teleprompter.
And I made some decisions on the next steps that we're going to be taking, and I want to share those with you now. Oh. First, let me say this. I care deeply about the democratic process and protecting its integrity.
That's
Facebook's
right.
mission is all about giving people a voice and bringing
Hillary.
People closer together. Right. Those are democratic
Unless
values.
Unless you're conservative.
And getting your information.
I don't want anyone to use our tools to undermine democracy.
Unless
That's not
you're
what we
for
stand for. The integrity of our elections is fundamental.
Like Google altering search results to be in favor of Hillary and Facebook pushing Hillary and, you know, kicking out the head of Oculus for being a Trump supporter. That's okay.
And as we've shared before, our teams have found and shut down thousands of fake accounts that could be attempting to influence elections in many other countries, including recently in the French elections. Now, I wish I could tell you that we're going to be able to stop all interference, but that just wouldn't be realistic. There will always be bad actors in the world, and we can't prevent all governments from all interference. But we can make it harder. We can make it much harder. And that's what we're going to focus on doing.
We can't have that.
So today, I want to share the steps that we're taking to protect election integrity and make sure that Facebook is a force for good.
We're
going to
kick everyone off Facebook. That is center
content that we've found so far remains relatively small.
If you're right of Antifa,
any attempted interference is a serious issue.
All Antifas will be given verified status.
Here are nine things that we're going to be working on over the next few
months. Tell us about the things.
We are actively working with the U.S. government on its ongoing investigations into Russian interference. We've been investigating this for many months now, and for a while we had found no evidence of fake accounts linked to Russia running ads.
Oh.
And when we recently uncovered this activity, we provided that information to the special counsel.
Can you provide us the ads?
I directed our team to provide the ads we've found to Congress as
well. We don't get to see them,
now,
right?
As a general rule,
because they're all
we're
innocuous.
Limited in what we can discuss publicly about ongoing law enforcement investigations. So we may not always be able to share all of our findings publicly. But we support Congress in deciding
now
how
it's a law enforcement investigation.
This information
didn't win.
The public, and we expect
Why didn't she win? I was 50 points ahead.
When their investigation is complete. Second.
Oh.
We will continue our own investigation into what happened on Facebook.
What happened? How did Hillary lose?
I read the book, What Happened?
We're going to figure out how we can censor more people quickly and fast and get these accounts off.
I just think it's hilarious watching Mark Zuckerberg trying to be serious and be taken seriously.
Campaigns to further our own understanding of how they use all
this is, and you can start fading this down, but this is the same guy who the video or the photo came out about him and seeing his own laptop. He has the microphone taped over.
Right.
He has the camera taped over.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg doesn't want to be spied on, but he wants to spy on all of you.
He wants to build a wall around his compound in Hawaii.
Oh, this is a good thing.
He wants to buy up the whole neighborhood houses around him in the Bay Area.
He was grandstanding about the whole DACA thing, trying to, you know, have this moral high ground.
Yeah.
And then someone said, because he was like, we have to protect our neighbors. We have to look after our neighbors. And that someone pointed out on Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg, you don't have any neighbors. You bought all the houses around you so you wouldn't have to have any neighbors. This guy is just
total hypocrite, total trendy, total bot. Total programmer.
A total weirdo. Youth. Who came into billions of dollars and now gets to be a god and tell everyone what they can and can't do on the internet.
And, you know, he may or may not have stolen the idea for Facebook from some other people.
I mean, at this point, what difference does it make? This weirdo is, yeah, they're, pull that,
and then,
the name key down.
And then he befriended a guy with CIA, alliances.
You can see the tape over his camera. And then on the left side there is where the built-in microphone is on a MacBook.
500 million likes. Look at me.
Zuck the cuck.
We're going to conduct our own investigation and figure out how Trump won.
What happened?
We're
going
to make sure that doesn't happen again.
We got to shut down all the pro-Trump Facebook pages.
Yep.
We need to definitely keep giving InfoWars strikes on anything we can so that they can't stream.
Right.
But that's why we have lots of pages, and that's why you need to follow all of our pages too. So if the Alex Jones page gets blocked for some reason, follow the War Room on Twitter. Follow Real News with David Knight on Twitter. Follow the InfoWars page. We have a network of pages on Facebook and YouTube and within these internet ghettos. And when they try to censor us on one, we switch to something else. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Follow both of those platforms. The newsletter. These are things they can't stop.
And there's a reason we do all this. Like, we have Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts. It's to reach out to the people who are asleep and try to break that psychological warfare, which we actually have a call from Charles in Germany.
It's an information war. That's the essence of all of this.
Exactly.
We're at war trying to get this info out.
Charles has been waiting for 40 minutes. Charles, thanks for holding. Tell us about psychological warfare. What's going on in Germany? Charles, are you there?
Oh, hey, sorry about that. I had
my, right. Go ahead,
microphone
sir.
On mute. So, here in Germany, the people here are subject to some pretty crazy psychological warfare. In fact, just today I was seeing an ad on German YouTube about the Köln Dome, the Cologne Mosque, actually. The big central mosque in Germany, and they are trying to delegitimize people's arguments against this by calling them white nationalists.
They can't call them anti-Semites for not liking Muslims, but
no,
they can't
do that one. You can't really call them a Nazi.
Yeah.
It's actually
because the Nazis actually worked with the Muslims.
And I guess it's not really Islamophobic because a phobia is an irrational fear. And I don't know, if people are blowing you up and throwing acid in your face, that seems like a pretty rational thing to be afraid of. So I guess it's not Islamophobic. It's hateful.
Yeah, it's hateful. Definitely generally hateful.
Earlier, general hate. 15-year-old girl was raped.
Yeah, no, that's well, that's progressive. Well, when the jihadis show up,
that's part and parcel with living in a big city.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that beautiful building. So that's the Cologne Mosque that they're showing up on screen right now. And it was interesting. When I traveled to Munich, we flew in and talked to Michael Stutzenberger. And he's a big anti-immigration activist because they're basically just shipping people in and housing them and paying them money not to work. And we interviewed some migrants while we were there. And they're like, yeah, we can't get a job. Nobody wants to integrate with us. And this guy spoke pretty good English. He did an interview in English and still couldn't assimilate with the country. There were no jobs for him to take there, you know, because he didn't have that skill set necessary. And Stutzenberger was saying that the money's all coming from Saudi Arabia using to build buildings like that so that the Muslims have a place to go and congregate and then learn how to be radical. And that's what they're doing. They're basically moving them here. Then the money's coming in, building all these mosques where they're going to radicalize them. You guys are going to have a hard time on your hands in the next 10 years. I mean, you guys have created, Charles and
then they go to ghettos like you have in Mozambique, which just are horrible breeding grounds for terrorism.
Hey, Charles, stay there. We'll finish up with you over the break. We got one more segment here in the War Room. You're watching us live at InfoWars.com/show. And you can also spread that link around to everybody you know. InfoWars.com/show is where you catch the War Room.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room for this week, and we'll be back next week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can find us at InfoWars.com/show, as well as the other InfoWars Live Network productions, which include the Alex Jones Show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Real News with David Knight from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Be sure you tune into all those and tell your friends. Please pass along these links. The free streams are right there for you to enjoy. Now I want to finish up with Charles in Germany. Charles, did you have any other points to add about what's going on in Germany right now? And guys, do you have that article about the mosques? Apparently Saudi Arabia pledges 200 mosques, one for every 100 refugees who arrived last weekend. Your response, Charles?
Well, one thing I'd like to talk about is the addiction and depression rate in Germany. It's much like America. It's very high, and it's continually growing. The number, I believe you know, is around 350 million people globally. That's about the population of the United States. Currently can be diagnosed as depressed. That is one in every five people, just about.
By design.
Oh, you know, you teach people to hate themselves over and over again, and then you wonder why they're all depressed.
But hey, we have a pill for that, and you can take this every day. And yeah, it's going to make you a walking zombie with, you know, no personality and, you know, make you commit suicide, but we have a pill for it.
Charles, are you able to vote in the upcoming election?
I wish. I'm currently 17. I will be able to vote. Actually, in the 2018 election, I will.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that update. It's nice to hear from the young people out there who are listening and calling in with their thoughts and observations. Now, I want to play a video real quick. We got a little bit of time. This is a video we played. It's been playing over the breaks, and it's about the gay frog. So if you don't know anything about this, prepare to be enlightened.
The media misrepresents what I actually say. Like, give me an example of one of my conspiracies.
That water is making the frogs gay.
It might look like we're out in a bush somewhere, but 15 feet on either side, we're surrounded by agriculture, and the runoff ends up in this river. All of the algae is a result of all the nutrients, because a lot of fertilizers are used in agriculture. And once those fertilizers get into the water, you get these blooms of algae. Our data so far suggests that the mixture of pesticides causes an increase in stress hormones, and those stress hormones cause immunosuppression, which leads to the inability to respond to any kind of disease pathogen.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay.
It seems that even the tough bullfrog isn't doing so well with the toxins in this water.
I got a chant going. What about gay frogs?
It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay frogs.
Hayes is testing the effects of chemicals like atrazine, a common herbicide.
We have a whole family of animals where we've eliminated the female chromosome.
Specimen 01.
These animals that we know are genetic males have been exposed to atrazine for their entire life. And many of these genetic males now are turning into females. And quite frankly, if you're a genetic male, it'd be nice if you developed as a genetic male, and now we have a chemical very common in the environment that's effectively sex-reversing animals.
Now, obviously, it's not fair to judge a guy on one isolated dumbass clip. So here's a bunch of them.
Alex is anti-gay. He's saying the chemicals are making people gay. Folks, it's making the frogs gay. Two-thirds of the frogs down in Houston are bisexual. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap.
The one that's sort of remarkable is this pair. These are both males. The one on the bottom, acting as the female, we affectionately refer to as Darnell. He's a genetic male that not only acts like a female, he lays eggs like a female. He, she has been exposed to atrazine all of her life. I don't even really know how to reference it. This is Darnell's third clutch. So Darnell has sons and daughters that we've grown up. You can see eggs in the bottom. This is actually her second clutch for today. He, she has been copulating for getting close to 24 hours now.
Wow.
This is probably one of the most remarkable things I've seen in my work.
Jones has argued that the government has the ability to control tornadoes, and that
atrazine victim
is a gay bomb,
John Oliver,
and that they are fluoride putting chemicals John in the Oliver water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
I'm gonna say it real slow for you.
I am worried. This is the most common contaminant in ground and surface water and drinking water. And the level of atrazine that it took to make this male turn into a female is three times less then let's allow in our drinking water.
You know what? I guess it makes sense that Donald Trump wants to impress Alex Jones. Why would you want to drain the swamp if not to eradicate all those gay frogs? You stay there. You two stay where you are.
It's not just a problem with frogs we should be concerned about.
Don't know
the water that's causing their problems is the same water that we're drinking and using to water our crops.
We'll make it so animals can't reproduce anymore. It's trendy.
Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frog gay.
All right. So, ha ha ha, that's funny, gay frogs. Yeah, they do exist. Now, Mr. Tyrone Hayes, who was the scientist in that video, well, later after that video came out and his research was published, he was interviewed on Democracy Now. And these are a little bit older. This is not breaking news, which is why we saved it for the end of the show. But here's the first clip talking about basically what we just talked about. And he just says it again. He says, oh, frogs are turning homosexual. So there you go. We'll just double down.
Let's the abnormalities you found in frogs, the gender-bending nature of this drug, mm-hmm. atrazine.
Well, initially we found that the larynx or the voice box in exposed males didn't grow properly. And this was an indication that the male hormone testosterone was not being produced at appropriate levels. And eventually we found that not only were these males demasculinized or chemically castrated, but they also were starting to develop ovaries or starting to develop eggs. And eventually we discovered that these males didn't breed properly, that some of the males actually completely turned into females. So we had genetic males that were laying eggs and reproducing as females, and now we're starting to show that some of these males actually show, I guess, what we call homosexual behavior. They actually prefer to mate with other males.
They're turning the freaking frogs.
What we call homosexual behavior. They actually prefer to mate with other males.
Wow.
Classic, wow. Slow it down.
Classic gay frog activity going on right there.
It's funny to, you know, joke about this stuff, and we like to because, you know, just the absurdity of it, that this stuff's true and the media likes to make fun of it as if it's, you know, all lies.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But
oh,
this crazy is serious stuff. I mean, if it's affecting frogs, what other animals out there is it affecting? What other parts of our food chain? What about us?
What's it affecting to you?
He said it was a third of the levels that is allowed and acceptable in our tap water. And atrazine is the number one pesticide chemical contaminant in our water.
Well, it gets better. You think it's okay being a scientist? No, not if you're exposing the plans of the New World Order. Here's what happened when Tyrone Hill confronted Syngenta, or when they confronted him about his research. This
Tyrone Hayes was first hired in 1997 by a company that later became agribusiness giant Syngenta. They asked him to study their product, atrazine, a pesticide that is applied to more than half the corn crops in the United States and widely used on golf courses and Christmas tree farms. But after Hayes found results that the manufacturer did not expect, that atrazine causes sexual abnormalities in frogs and could cause the same problems for humans, Syngenta refused to allow him to publish his work.
Here at Berkeley, I was a new assistant professor. I was already studying the effects of hormones and the effects of chemicals that interfere with hormones on amphibian development, and I was approached by the manufacturer.
This is the same thing we see with Monsanto. Anytime research comes out about how dangerous this stuff is, they suppress these things.
I discovered that it interfered with male development and caused males to turn into females to develop eggs. The company tried to prevent me from publishing and from discussing that work with other scientists outside of their panel. And eventually they moved to asking me to manipulate data or to misrepresent data. And ultimately they told me I could not publish or could not talk about the data outside of their closed panel.
Sounds like a lot what they do to people who study vaccines. Unless you get the results they want,
or
they don't allow
change.
You to publish it, and they harass you and take away your medical license.
Now, science is real.
Atrazine is banned in the European Union as well as Switzerland over concerns as a groundwater contaminant. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Don't forget to filter your water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out our wide variety. We sell several different types of filters. You got to filter your water, people. You don't want to become a gay frog. Ha ha. It's not really funny, but you should filter your water. So join us next week from 3 to 6 for War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good? because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/